I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. This week's episode, I had the privilege of sharing my gift with Melissa. And what an amazing, beautiful, unique experience she had. If you are struggling maybe with thoughts, a hamster wheel of negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, trying to heal, kind of lost sometimes in negative feelings and emotions, this is an episode for you. What a beautiful gift Melissa received from her loved ones today, of giving her the encouragement to always to remember to love, honor, and respect herself more than anything in the world. And to know that their souls are right beside her, loving, guiding, and protecting her. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, hello. Welcome to Hey Spirit.
Thank you very much for having me.
Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you too.
I would just like to kind of give like a little quick intro, because I do feel that that is my sign to spirit, that I am ready to work. But hopefully that the messages today will give you some type of peace and encouragement, maybe even faith, whatever that may mean for you in yourself, trying to find a path in life. I always like to, when spirit interrupts my speech, to tell you that, because to me, it's important also to show on how strong the souls are and validating their strength. And I'm going to say this to you also to validate, because I all of a sudden felt like my stomach and my whole insides get like really tense, and I was so nervous, and it's almost like I could feel like, oh my God, what if nothing happens? What if nothing happens? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Like, what if my loved one doesn't come through? Whatever it is, they're making me feel that. And it's almost like they want me to say to you, know that our souls are here. I wanted to finish my speech. I'm trying to fully get onto the other side, but all of these souls keep stepping forward. I want to describe to you what it's almost like, because I see the soul, but I see all of these other souls around them. So that means several things for me, okay? Sometimes a soul will have me say that if we're afraid that they might be alone on the other side. And also if they passed with a lot of common people, like if they died in a tragedy where there are a lot of people that passed away, or if we belong to like a support group or something where there's all of the other loved ones, because I really can't make out who the other people are. And that's something different for me of how spirit communicates. So why I'm also sharing with you that it's different is because it validates the strength of your loved ones.
Okay.
So you know that they are okay and that they are at peace. I almost feel like that you might not be expecting this certain person coming forward first. I saw there was a mother energy on the other side. And when I got to her, I went to her first. She goes, oh, she's not here to communicate with me. So if it's not your mom, maybe it's your grandmother. Okay. Do you understand
yes.
that?
Yes.
Validating. Now, who lost the child?
My mother lost a child.
Okay. To validate that the souls are all together. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And whose husband passed?
My mother's husband passed.
Okay. So can I just say this to you? Is this something that I found it very intriguing that the first soul that I go to, I'm made to feel like, oh no, she doesn't want to communicate with us. Does that make sense?
It does make sense because I'm zoning in on one or two people in my brain and out loud when I speak to them to try to communicate, or when I do communicate. So yeah, I have two people in mind and I feel like I'm at peace with the others, maybe,
right?
But I'm welcome to anybody.
Can I just say to you, Melissa, how would I know that?
I don't know. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't know that. It is not up to me how spirit comes through, how they communicate, what they choose to have me say or have me say something. I know, and I've learned over decades of doing what I do, that is what spirit knows what we need. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I have to also say what it is that I feel. So there had to be a tragedy to a death because I can taste blood. So that's my symbol for when someone died tragically. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Validating that the soul is at peace. Because for a soul to make me feel something like that, I don't even know who I got it from. I'm being completely honest with you. I almost feel like it's for you chipping away at knowing that you do have communication with your loved ones that have died. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Are there questions surrounding a departure as well?
Yeah, one of them. There's questions, yeah.
Okay, only because, again, no clue who I'm talking to, not how I want spirit to channel. I mm-hmm. want spirit to make me feel the bond and relationship first, bring me through the departure, and then show me the sign of the symbol of the burden or guilt that the person is carrying, or whatever they need to hear to help them move forward with their life. Your loved ones are choosing to do something completely different. I have to allow that. Okay. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So what they did was they, and I'm only saying they because I can see more than one soul.
Mm-hmm.
When spirit shows me a puzzle and then they have like a couple of pieces missing and then there's a piece that doesn't fit, that's my symbol for that there are either questions or things surrounding either the actual death, what happened to them. Do you understand that?
Yes.
This is not something easy for me when souls want me to say to someone, can you let that go?
Right.
You understand that? Who am I to say that to? But it's almost like because I am so focused on certain things, I can't start to heal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Who else is in the room with you?
My best friend.
Okay. Because spirit just showed me, I just saw other souls stepping forward and they separated me from that, which meant that it was like not directly connected to you.
Okay.
Do you understand that? And then they started stepping forward. How do you connect with the father that is departed?
He was my dad.
So your dad has passed?
Yes.
Okay. So know that he steps forward.
Uh-huh.
How do you connect with the breathing?
So,
because he immediately labored my breathing and I felt this blow kind of to my chest.
He died in his bed. He was hospice and he died in his bed.
Okay. Was there something with the heart and or a filling up of a fluid connected to his departure?
Yep. He had Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and he was going through dialysis. So it was a big mess.
I have no medical background whatsoever. He just made me feel the heart, and I started to feel as if I was drowning. So it'll either be filling up with a fluid or someone actually drown. Validating not wanting you to remember him in that way. Mm-hmm. Who lost the daughter? Do you know someone that lost the daughter? They had me write child four times. They had me write daughter, and then I saw three sons. So, do you know people that lost children?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Holy shit. What?
Yes. I said, holy shit.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I I didn't know what you said. Because your dad said something to me, and is your mom also departed as well? Is it your grandmother?
My grandmother, yeah.
And because it's a mother figure to me. Step forward, and it's almost like I feel like spirit, it's almost like they want you to trust your instinct. They want you to trust your soul. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's because what has just happened in life, whatever it is, but I'm being made to feel like you need to start trusting and believing and having faith. Alex, it looks like I lost her. Did you understand what your loved ones were acknowledging as far as trusting?
Yes. It's been a process.
All right. I can't get this taste out of my mouth. How do you connect with the blood? Was there a bleed out or was there a shot?
There was no blood in either circumstance of the people. So I don't know.
Who actually took their own life or would take responsibility for the departure?
My twin brother passed suddenly, and it was a big commotion.
Okay. And stuff. Would he take responsibility for his departure? See, I also find it interesting. I can't see you at this point, okay? Usually, if we have trouble with Wi-Fi, it just kind of goes in, it goes out, and there has to be a reason. And I know that spirit is messing with electronics at this time. So,
wow.
I just asked spirit to step forward and what it was of where the fear might come in of what is happening, what's going on in your life, and why you, because there's this part of me that I just feel that you just feel, I almost want to say like defeated or deflated or like you've lost so much. And then I have all these mixed emotions of sadness, sorrow, I'm so angry and I don't know what to do. And it's almost like I feel like I'm spiraling emotionally. I feel like I'm losing myself somewhere along that way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was my twin brother. The night that it happened, there was, you know, cops that showed up at his house.
I'm going to say this too. When I first started, okay, there, I want to go back to when I started the first, when I was giving my speech. And Spirit had me say to you, and you have to understand, souls make me feel the bond and relationship that you shared with someone. Do you understand that? I felt as if you lost everything, as if you lost your soul. A lot of times that might be if someone loses a child or if someone loses their spouse. You literally feel that you lost a part of your soul. It is your twin brother.
Yes.
So this is why it is important for me to allow spirit to make me feel more than anything. Because it's on how you feel. What your brother just showed me was this feeling of like a separation. So when souls show me separation, it means geographical, communication, or things that were said prior to the departure. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because I feel like your brother wants to take responsibility, not so much for his death. I feel like this is something This is very unusual. Something different. He wants to take responsibility for the way that things were at times, especially in the end. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Were you upset? You have to understand, spirit makes me feel emotions to make me feel it to an extreme. Like it's almost like you were angry with him, upset, whatever it may be, or frustrated, however you want to interpret it. Do you understand that?
Yeah, all of the above. All of it.
Okay. Your brother says to you, I want you to know that I take responsibility for the emotions that I left you with. I have been doing this, Melissa, for decades. A soul has never said, souls will take responsibility for their actions, 100%. But in this case, I cannot recall a soul ever having me say to someone, I take responsibility for the emotions, what my actions left you with. And that is where you are spiraling, where you feel so defeated, whatever it is, however you can interpret it. He's just making me feel like I just feel so lost. And I'm so angry because I have still no answers, no this, no that. And I deserve that in some way. I stood by you. I helped you. I did all these things. And this is how you left me? Or this is what you left me with?
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
Okay. I am just going to say this to you, Melissa.
Okay.
I have never said something like that to someone. In that way, in that manner, that is a huge validation for you that no matter how angry, upset, disappointed, frustrated you are with your brother and how angry you are that he died, your brother's soul is right here giving you the gift of peace and love that you deserve. Let's hypothetically say if we have someone that is an addict, okay, and over and over, and then they take so much from us emotionally, physically, financially, whatever it is. And we have no choice but to be like, I can't take this. I'm done. I close that door. I'm just using this as an example. And then something happens. Do you understand that? When spirit shows me these things, it's spirit's way of saying, it doesn't mean that that's what happened. It's saying that they need to take responsibility for their actions because they see from the other side, because of the way they acted, their choices, their decisions, how it affected you and reactions on how you reacted to him, felt towards him, said to him, whatever it may be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And look, this does not mean that your brother is saying he was 100% wrong and you're always 100% right. That's not what this is about. This is about him taking responsibility in his choices. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Saying that he is sorry for what his actions left you with. This is all part of the soul's journey when we leave the physical world. When a soul says that they're sorry, Melissa, that is their way of acknowledging that they had to relive their life through your eyes. They had to feel what it was like for you, in turn for them to make me feel that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There is not one inkling of anything that I would know that this is how you feel. Is that fair?
Absolutely fair.
Or what happened with your brother or between you and your brother, correct?
Right. Yes. Correct.
The only way I know that is because he felt it, relived it through your eyes, had to heal from it, learn from it, and now has the ability because of that, through the love that he has for you, that he was not able to show and or even maybe give to you in the end of his life, but able to now, to make me feel that, to say that he's sorry.
Okay.
And I am going to say this. I almost feel like if for the first time he was able to take responsibility. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you connect with either a bracelet or a watch or something with the wrist with your brother? Do you wear a bracelet in memory of him? Do you have a charm? Do you connect with time? Is there a connection with a watch?
I'm thinking of what? No. I mean, I wear a bracelet. That was my dad's.
I'll accept that. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because your dad stands right beside your brother. Do you understand that? It's almost like he needs your dad.
Yes, he does.
And your dad looked at me and said, and there were times that I couldn't be there for him. Whatever that means. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I just always need to make sure that I'm interpreting things correctly. And they showed me a watch and a bracelet. And if you cannot specifically connect with a watch, then it has to do with time.
Well, my dad collected a lot of watches.
Okay.
And I'm wearing his bracelet.
Okay. And I can't see the bracelet. Correct?
No, nope.
Validating for you that they are together and that they're safe and at peace with God.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. How do you connect with stars? Do you like stars? Did you name a star after someone? Do you do astrology?
Well, I look up at the stars all the time. I talk to him. I talk to my dad. My brother and I have a running joke about a star.
Okay.
Yes. And my
validating
husband.
That their souls are present. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Is it fair enough that because of the way or how your brother died, which he still hasn't shown me, which is fine. It doesn't matter to me, has not given you the ability to heal, or what has surrounded his death has not given you the ability to heal?
Yeah, there is something. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, this is where, and again, he still has not shown me, but there are certain times when people, sometimes someone might be responsible for someone's death, okay? And the person might not be held accountable. A soul might have me say to someone, let the justice be that my soul is at peace with God. Do you think that that's easy for me to say to someone?
No.
No.
Not at all.
And please, Melissa, do not judge me on what I'm about to say to you. Do not allow the way that your brother died to define who he was. Truly who your brother was. Not what people thought or what happened. I don't care. What matters in this moment, Melissa, is that almost 8 years ago, you lost your twin brother. And you don't feel that there has been justice for your brother. Right. Fair enough?
Yes.
So to allow the healing, because this is all we're concerned with right now. And I watched your grandmother step forward and say, what we are concerned about, Melissa, is you. We are concerned about your health, mental health, whatever it may be. Fair enough?
Yeah.
This is why they are zoning in and just focusing on let the justice be that our souls are at peace. Even though your brother passed very differently than grandparents, your dad, mm-hmm. you even have friends that have lost children. The room is filled with souls that are supporting your brother in this very moment. And your brother made me feel like that is mirroring the support that you have. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He says, can we let the justice be for healing purposes? For this is about you. He says, this is not about anything else. This is about you being able to start to heal.
Yes.
Your brother wants me to say something, whether if this was the way his personality was, like there's no beating around the bush.
Uh-huh.
He's like, my soul is at peace with God, whether there is justice to my death or not.
Okay. But what about my soul feeling?
But this is what they're talking about. He made me feel like that you had to witness, hear, see so many things that you should not have been a part of. Fair enough?
Yeah.
And just for the record, Melissa, I have no idea what your brother is talking about. Fair enough?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He just said to me, this is about you in this moment. But you have to allow it to help you. It's almost like he's showing me all of these symbols of, and I just want you to know, your brother, the things that he wants me to say to you, I'm feeling very uncomfortable with because I don't want to sound cold. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's not, this is not up to me. It is not up to me what spirit, I don't know what you need.
I know.
He says there is nothing that is going to change the fact that I died that day.
True.
And he wants me to also say, leading up to his death, what transpired prior to that. The only thing that I can do in this moment is to take responsibility. Because I don't know if your brother was very, I'll use the term, selfish in the end. When souls make me feel an extreme emotion, they have to make me feel something very dramatic mm-hmm. to get me to say something. Where maybe he didn't pay much attention to others around him, really, truly, what was going on, whatever the situation is or was. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
110%, yes.
That is what he says, I want to take responsibility for that. I am sorry.
Okay.
That I was so, I'll use the term, caught up in everything that I couldn't see anything else outside of that realm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The only thing that I can do is take responsibility and to let you know that I am sorry for what my death has left you with. I want to try to give you back your life, but you have to allow my soul to help you. Who was it that, are you angry with people that are here in the physical world that were connected to your brother?
Yes.
Okay. Look, listen, your brother is very vague because he said to me, tell my sister she has no control over what other people do. She only has control over herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, why am I saying that? And then he showed me him, his death. It was almost like he showed me he died. And then I have all these other people around that are like, what do you mean you're not going to take responsibility? What do you mean you don't know what happened? Whatever the situation is or was. Fair enough?
Yeah.
How do you connect with a tree? Do you like trees? Did someone plant a tree in memory of someone?
I planted a tree. And my husband is an arborist. He works with trees all the time.
Oh.
Oh.
But I don't know what an arborist is. Okay. Look.
So an arborist is somebody that works with trees.
I don't have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I need to do is to make sure that I am delivering the information so you understand it and that I interpreted it correctly. That's why I ask for these unique things from your loved ones.
Okay.
I feel like this is someone's child coming forward. Do you always do things for other people or?
Oh, yeah.
Who actually took something that it caused and attributed to their departure?
Took something?
Yeah.
Like
because I heard I did not intentionally take my own life.
Oh.
So it had to have been an accidental overdose or they took something that they didn't know what they were taking.
He had an aneurysm. I'm not sure what you mean.
Who overdosed?
A friend of mine a long time ago, or a year before my brother passed, a good friend.
Okay.
Yes, he overdosed.
I just asked someone to vet because I kept getting this taste in my mouth and I heard I take responsibility for my departure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Him, yes.
Okay. And how do you connect with the month of August? Either the number 8, the month of August, the 8th of a month, and or like the infinity sign?
Well, our birthday is July 31st. July 30th. Wow. So it's not exactly August.
I can't misinterpret the number 8.
The number
so
eight.
Look, you might not think of it now.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like that when you don't connect with something right away and you think of it later.
Okay.
So it'll either be the 8th of any month, the month of August, or you can connect with the number 8 somehow. And if not, then it becomes my symbol for the infinity symbol.
I got nothing.
Okay. How do you connect with the tattoo?
I have one.
Okay. And is the music, you connect the music with your brother? Because he just stepped forward in a Grateful Dead t-shirt. That's my symbol.
Oh my God,
when someone
yeah.
connects.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Especially if I say something that you don't understand or you can't connect with in that moment. Again, I need to make sure that I interpret it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
This is how your brother is making me feel. There is just so much. It's like it's way too much that you need to kind of separate of like it's almost like every emotion, everything that has happened, what has gone on with whom and what. We need to separate it, focus on it, feel what we need to feel, say what we have to say for ourselves, not doesn't have to be directly to the person physically, mm-hmm. and let it go. Move on to the, it's almost like we need to handle one thing at a time.
Okay.
And this is where and how the healing can start to happen. Continue to trust yourself, your intuition, And so you can see things clearly. It's almost like they need to clear this out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because
mm-hmm.
it's almost like I feel so fuzzy and foggy and I can't make things out.
Yeah.
So this is how, once we start to declutter, get rid of all of the toxins and whatever that is for you, release. And even you can even do that meditation of just imagining like a white light, just removing all negativity, toxins from your physical body. And just imagining yourself almost like translucent and then being filled with God's white light
mm-hmm.
and protection and positivity.
Okay.
Listen, very easy for me to sit here and say that. Well, not me, your loved ones say that.
Right.
But they're making me feel like you need to just slow this down, release.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on only the things that you have control over.
Okay. That makes sense.
Your brother just said that you wanted to ask something.
Ask him something?
Did I ask you before who's in the room with you?
Yeah, you did.
Who is that?
My best friend.
Could she come? Can I see her? What does she want to ask?
She had a dream.
Yeah. I don't know where to go.
Come this way.
Is there, are you like, I don't, why do I hear like a lot of chaos?
With her? Hello.
Is that her dream? Hi.
Hi. The first time we saw you at the Playhouse, I was screaming at Michael to come through for Melissa.
Oh, you were screaming.
Yeah. And then in my head, and then I had a dream that night. And he came through and said, I couldn't get through. There were so many people in front of me. And he was like, I'm mm-hmm. sorry. And I'm like, but she was really waiting. And he's like, I couldn't. So I don't know if that's a dream. And then that was a question I was sitting over there thinking.
Perfect. How would I know that you had a question?
Yeah. Oh, I had a big question. I was like, I don't want to interrupt.
But no, but I'm going to say this to you. This is why it's important. I have to listen to the souls. Yeah. That visitation, ma'am, that I'm sorry, what is your name?
Dee Dee.
Yes.
What
you had was a visitation. That was his soul letting you know I was there.
Yes, you were.
I was there, but the timing wasn't right.
Yeah, he just said there were so many other people that needed to come through. And I said, okay, but she was really waiting.
But do you agree, Melissa, that this is exactly yes. what you need? And I'm going to say this. You were not expecting to hear what you heard, correct?
Correct. Not
but
at all.
The thing that I love is that your brother and your loved ones gave you tools to help you get there.
Mm-hmm.
To help you.
Yeah. Amazing.
What a gift.
Right?
What a beautiful, beautiful gift.
Yeah. Actually, it is. Unbelievable.
Dee Dee, did you know her brother?
No, not very well at all. I think I only met him once.
Because he goes, I liked her. I always liked her.
We really didn't meet that much.
Literally, your brother just said to me, he goes, I'm still shocked, Teresa, that you didn't tell them not once how good looking I am.
Oh my God.
Seriously, you're handsome. That's too funny.
Holy shit. That is unbelievable.
Oh my God. You gotta love spirit.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
I know that there is nothing that any of your loved ones could have had me say to you in this moment that will take away all of your pain and your sorrow, even your grief. But I literally can feel that you feel lighter.
This has been incredibly helpful. Incredibly.
So I hope these messages that you received today is something that will absolutely help you start to heal. I just heard, tell her it's okay not to be okay. Like, it's okay to have a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to then be angry, resentful, whatever negative emotion it is. It's okay. But the difference is being able to feel it, stop it, recognize it, and let it go.
Yeah, the letting go, that's where the work is.
I don't mean to sound so cliche or even so cold in saying let it go. There's a difference in letting go and living in the past. It's almost like don't live there. Like, don't live in the past. So let's not look at it at letting go. What we're going to let go of is living in that moment.
Yeah.
We're always going to remember it. We might not be able, you know, we might still feel it, and that's okay. But we're not just going to live in it. We're going to leave it in the past and really be present in the now. It's almost like take one day at a time, take one moment, take an hour at a time, whatever it is. But don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Okay.
Your dad just says, I miss you too.
Oh.
I know how much you miss me.
Yeah.
And I know how much you love me. And I know things aren't easy for you. But always know that I am proud of you because you are doing the best that you can with what you have in this very moment.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best.
He goes, you don't think I'm good looking either, Teresa?
Oh my God.
And then your brother looked at me. Your brother looked at me, goes, that's where I get it from. But do you have this picture of your dad and your brother? Like, it's just of their faces. Like, I feel like there's just this one special picture that you have of just your dad and your brother.
Yes.
And I don't care if it was from like years ago. He's like, yeah, that's the best picture. He's like, when you're having a bad day, when you're down, when you're on that hamster wheel, I want you to visualize that picture.
Okay. I can do that. I realize how good looking I am. You're really good looking.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I know that this is a perfect example of spirit doing their work on giving us what we need at the exact moment. And I am very grateful for all your support. I hope you're going to still come see me at the Playhouse.
Oh, all the time.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity of allowing me to share my gift with you, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones.
Thank you enough for your time and allowing me to be on with you. It's been the most special gift of my life. So thank you.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Melissa, and I'm from Westchester, New York. My overall experience with Teresa was unbelievably, fantastically amazing. I'm just blown away by her gifts and what she's able to tell from spirit. It's just unbelievable. What made me really understand, it blew me away about what Teresa said, was she really understood both the passing of first my dad and the feeling she had and how he passed, which was on point perfectly. And then my brother, almost 8 years ago, his passing, and just how she was able to connect with him and his personality that is just kind of funny sometimes. And also just, you know, realizing there's a lot of commotion around his death and that he takes full responsibility, and just sharing how to really cope with it, even though it's been 8 years, because it was such a tight bond between us. And just things that she said that she could not have known. A tattoo on my arm, the bracelet that I wear that my dad wore all the time. And also just one funny thing, my brother was a really great, great looking guy. And after we got past a lot of the serious emotional stuff, she piped in and he said, "How come nobody has said to you how good looking I am?" And that was just so his personality that it was hilarious. And then my dad piped in the same way. It was just their personalities. It was unbelievable. Everything else that she said that was coming through for her was just really spot on. Now that the reading is over, I feel very light. I feel lighter in my chest. I just feel lighter and happier. It doesn't matter how much time has passed, that they'll still be connected. I just believe that anybody looking, you know, for, she's the real deal. I've seen her live quite a few times. I've seen her on TV and then having this insane one-on-one experience. There is more to life after death and feel more at peace.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.